Hello everyone, and thank you for listening to our podcast. My name is Alex, and I am an English bachelor student at the Heinrich Heine University in Düsseldorf.
My name is Lisa, and I study English at the Heinrich Heine University as well.
The recent holidays inspired us, and we had a great idea to record a podcast. We are of course talking about Halloween.
We will talk about the origins of Halloween, the way it has changed over the years, as well as how it is celebrated today, comparing the way the commercial holiday is celebrated in Germany and America. While most of you probably know what Halloween is, we still want to quickly explain it for those of you who do not.
The word Halloween is a contraction of the words Hallows Evening, and was originally a Christian festival remembering the dead like saints and martyrs. The roots of the Christian festival are believed to originally stem from the Gaelic festival Samhain. Samhain was a festival celebrating the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter. Traditionally, it was celebrated from the 31st of October to the 1st of November, as the Celtic day began and ended at sunset. This transition was also known as the Celtic New Year, at which hour and the world of the dead came together and spirits entered the world of the living. The Celts believed the spirits to be mischievous and damaging to the crops. Therefore, the Celts left food, gathered together, and set giant bonfires of burning crops in order to scare away the spirits. Sometimes, they lit candles and carved lanterns out of vegetables, such as pumpkins, to light the way for good spirits. There are even reports of people making costumes out of animal hides in order to fool the evil spirits.
The Christian Church moved the day from All Saints' Day to November 1st, and consequently the traditions from that holiday and Samhain fused and then became Halloween. Another way the traditions have merged is during and after the Great Famine in Ireland. Almost 2 million people fled and migrated to different countries, many of them migrated to North America. The Irish introduced the festival to other people all over the world, but it's lost its meaning as a religious holiday and became more of a communal celebration, also losing its superstitious aspects, spiritual meaning, and many of the original traditions. Trick-or-treating emerged when people from different cultures started to copy guising, which refers to poor people from the Middle Ages asking for food and money. Children started to dress up, usually not asking for food or money though. Over time, Halloween became quite popular and is now known all over the world. The media promoted Halloween, which today is the second largest commercial holiday in the US, the first one being Christmas. Halloween today has lost its old European traditions and is now more about celebration than superstition. Through television, movies and other media, Halloween evolved to the second largest commercial holiday. Now that we quickly summarized the history of Halloween, we want to tell you how we, as Germans, celebrate Halloween, or if we celebrate it at all. The holiday in Germany is definitely not close to being as large as it is in America, but through the Americanization in the last couple of decades, it definitely has grown.
Lisa, how do you feel about Halloween and what are your personal experiences?
Well, as a kid I enjoyed going trick-or-treating with my younger cousin and my younger sister. The older I got, the less I was interested in dressing up and going trick-or-treating though. Now, I watch bad movies on Halloween and occasionally hang out with friends, as I'm not really interested in parties, which seem to be the main events on Halloween. How about you, Alex?
I personally rarely see people trick-or-treating anymore. This year, I think I only saw one group of children with their parents going from house to house collecting sweets. Besides that, I would agree that German Halloween celebration is restricted to parties where you dress up at best. The last time I went to a Halloween party was back in middle school. I think I went as Freddy Krueger. Well, I got as Claw. And it was more like a Freddy Krueger skeleton hybrid.
Oh really? That sounds creepy. I also feel like I hardly see any children dressing up and going from door to door anymore. Even though I remember seeing other children out with their parents when I was younger. The hype around Halloween seems greater in America, as I barely notice any interest in it in Germany.
I definitely agree, but what I did notice regarding Halloween in Germany is the increasing amount of horror movies on TV. I tend to watch more horror movies around Halloween, but I think that is simply due to Netflix offering more of them around that time. There was a new show on Netflix called The Haunting of Hill House, which I had high hopes for. I watched the whole thing with my girlfriend, but was quite disappointed since I do not think that the show was creepy at all.
Why were you disappointed? What was the show about?
It was about a family who bought and lived in a house that was haunted. The family had a traumatic event in that house, though they were still haunted years later. I don't know if it's a show fault or if I simply watched too many horror movies. Maybe I'm too battle-hardened to get scared anymore. I remember back when I was maybe 12 and the very first Paranormal Activity movie came out. I was scared of the dark for weeks after that. I even had nightmares.
I remember watching the movie as well, but I actually thought it was quite boring. Obviously, we can only talk about our own personal experiences, and maybe other people feel different about Halloween.
So feel free to share your own personal experiences with us in the comment section below. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We hope the next group is even worse than us.